Hey there, blogging lady. I'm so excited to be doing this very first masterclass for the membership. Today, we're going to be talking all about attracting and engaging your ideal blog readers. Now, this is going to be a general overview, but it's going to be super insanely helpful, and it's going to make you really think and rethink about a lot of things for your blog. So let's jump in. So welcome to the masterclass. In this session, we're going to explore the key strategies to make your blog super magnetic and create content that draws in your target audience. So I'm Genesis. I started a blog way back in 2018. I was living in my aunt's basement at the time, and I was broker than broke. My car got repoed. I was miserable. I worked on my blog for 2 whole years before seeing any kind of monetary results. I finally decided to hire a blogging coach, and she helped me make $4,000 just in 3 months of working with her. She changed my life forever. Four years later, and now I'm here, and I hate to say this, but I ended up actually hating my blogging business this year. But a little bit about me: I'm a blogging coach, I'm a branded website designer for lady bloggers, I am a mama to an almost 9-month-old, and I'm a coffee-obsessed lover. So this is my story continued. In my blogging journey, I reached a point where everything felt super wrong, and I really resented it. But I had a breakthrough when I realized that I was trapped in a very narrow niche, suppressing my true self. I was showing up like a robot, talking about the same topics repeatedly. However, I decided to break free from those limitations and embrace my true, authentic voice, sharing my own passions and magnetic presence. I've learned that when I show up as my genuine and true self, my audience becomes really drawn to me. And another thing, I actually stand for something now. But we will talk more about that within this masterclass. And now I want to help you become your authentic, magnetic self and build a blogging business that you not only love, but that makes you money and effortlessly draws people towards you. So let's dive into knowledge behind this. Number one, building the like, know, and trust factor is a crucial factor in building a successful blog. Let's dive deeper. Before attracting your ideal blog readers, it's essential to build the like, know, and trust factor. What is this? People need to like you, they need to feel like they know you on a deeper level, and they need to feel like they trust you. So how do we build this? Focus on authentic storytelling, showcasing your personality, like your actual personality. We want to, you know, show people how we are. This can be done the best through camera, but also through our words and through our writing, and sharing your expertise to connect with your audience on a personal level. Now, we want to get deeper than just surface level. We can share our, you know, little story on our about page, but we need to go deeper than that. People are more likely to engage with content from somebody that they really like, they know, and they trust. So here's a blogger case study for you. So this is Haley. This is what she wrote to me when she reached out to me to have me help her with her blog and figure out why she's having these issues. She said, "My name is Haley, founder of the Style and Beauty blog. I started my blog in 2020 and I've since grown it to 10,000 users a month, a huge dip from before last September Google Core update. I was at 20,000 a month. And I'm making a couple $100 off of it from Reward Style and She Media. I'm relatively knowledgeable about SEO and ranking in the top 1 to 10 spots of Google for 800 plus keywords. The catch is I'm not on social media and I don't want to be. I'm looking for a roadmap and checklist of steps I need to take to quit my full-time job and blog full-time without social media. I'm willing to try Pinterest, but not TikTok, Instagram, etc. Right now, I'm in the cycle of writing and updating articles, which is a necessity, but it feels like I can be doing more to make money. I'm looking for someone to help me figure out a roadmap to be full-time or on my way to full-time by early next year." Okay, so she's getting all of these people coming to her blog. She's getting 10,000 10,000 users. 10,000 people coming to her blog, and she's ranking on the top 1 to 10 for 800 plus keywords. That is absolutely amazing. This girl is killing it. She just doesn't even know it. But she's only making a couple hundred dollars. Like, huh? Why? Why? She should be making bank from this, really? So, I know what's wrong. Can you guess? If you can guess, comment in this lesson comment box below. Because I want to know your thoughts before I move on. Like, really. Put down below your thoughts first, and then I'm going to tell you. I mean, you can't really look at her website, but maybe just think about why she could be having this issue. So if she's getting 10,000 users a month, what's the problem? A few, actually. She's thinking that her problem is still traffic, because she's like, okay, but that's a downgrade of 20,000. I was getting 20,000, now I'm getting 10. It downgraded. But it's actually not the problem. The most important, she's building a zero connection with her audience. Within her blog post, she just lists out beauty products and fashion products. She recommends these. But she doesn't give her own opinion of these or show that she even uses them herself. There are no photos of her actually using these. She says that she used these, but if you land on somebody's blog and they're just recommending all these products with all these different affiliate links, like, you're gonna think, this girl is not actually using these. Like, how can I even trust her opinion? And people care about her opinion. People care about her recommendations. They want to see a human behind this thing. They want to see a human behind the blog. And she's not giving them a reason to care. She's not giving any deeper meaning behind this beauty and fashion blog, other than she went to school for fashion and she likes talking about it. There's no deeper meaning. You know, like, people are not going to follow her. They're just going to leave because there is no deeper meaning. There's no deeper story behind this. You know what I mean? Like, she's not standing for anything. She has no core values. She doesn't, you know, for example, she doesn't speak on body positivity, or she doesn't have any, like, beliefs behind this. So basically, it's just the blog, you know, to the outside eye, to her, it looks like this super helpful fashion blog and beauty blog that she's recommending amazing products. But on the back end, from what we see a blog that, you know, okay, this girl started this, cool, it's her passion project, it's her little side hustle, she's trying to make money with all of these affiliate links, you know? Like, and it's not her opinion, actually, because she doesn't show that she's using these products herself. That's the problem with affiliate marketing, is that, you know, sure, 10,000 users can make $200 a month, but, you know, affiliate marketing, you know, unless we're using the products, people are not really keen to click on the link and actually purchasing from you. They want your opinion. They crave authenticity. They crave connection nowadays. So, number two, she doesn't actually have an email list to actually grow this thing. So therefore, all those 10,000 users a month, they're coming to her blog and then they're leaving and never coming back. That's so scary to me. Because why would I even spend all of that time on a blog and then not actually, like, build a platform anywhere for them to go? She doesn't have a Facebook group. She doesn't want to do Instagram, which is fine. You don't need an Instagram at all. She is not on Pinterest yet. She doesn't have anything. This is solely based off of SEO that she has these users. And then they're coming to her blog, I mean, which is amazing. Like, wow. But they're coming to her blog and they don't have anywhere to go. The only place that she's sending them is to her affiliate links. That's it. And then people are like, okay, but there's no images of her using these products and there's nowhere for me to go besides her product or, like, affiliate links. So she's just trying to make money. So goodbye. Like, there's no freebies for me to sign up to. There's no email newsletter that I can sign up to get recommendations on, you know, a weekly basis, or, you know, to build connection with her. So she's losing all of these ladies that come to her blog. And if she just had an email list, she could drive people back to her blog. That's the point of an email list, to drive people back to her blog, to keep coming back and to build a connection on a weekly basis, to keep sending those emails and saying, hey, look, I still exist. I'm still here. And then she could also recommend all of these beauty products in weekly, like weekly within her emails with the affiliate links. So there's so much potential with her blog. She just doesn't know how yet, but I'm going to help her. So what's the point of this? What's the point of me saying this case study to you? The most crucial aspect of creating a successful blog lies in establishing a strong connection with your audience. And this can be achieved through effective branding. Brand design, messaging, and values play a pivotal role in accomplishing this goal. So, which leads me to number two, creating attraction-based content to bring them in. So first we need to call them in, right? And we need to create attraction-based content to attract your blog readers, create content that resonates with them. We need to create content that resonates with them. We need to identify their pain points and desires and craft content that addresses their needs and interests. We need to solve problems, provide valuable insights, and offer actionable tips that can actually make a true difference in their lives. Use really good blog post titles to call them in. So to do this, you have to actually know them and not think that you know them. You need to actually know them. You need to actually know what their problems are on a deeper level, and not just surface level problems like, you know, they're struggling with their mindset, they're struggling with depression, they have depression on a daily basis. No, you want to create moments when they sit down or when they wake up in the morning. Let's say if you're a mindset blogger, okay, when they wake up in the morning, what does depression look like for them? They're unmotivated. They probably don't want to get out of bed. They probably scroll on social media for forever. They probably stay in bed till 12 p.m. You know, that's what depression looks like. If we can actually take a camera and, you know, record what depression looks like on a daily basis, that's what we want to speak on. Okay. And then their thoughts. We want to get into their head. What are they thinking when they have depression? So, of course, their struggle, their pain point is that they have depression and they want to get out of it. They want to live a more fulfilling life, a more happy and joyful life. They don't want to struggle with this depression anymore. But we need to get in their head. What are they thinking that's causing them this depression? You know what I mean? And that's what we want to speak on. We want to speak on how it feels to have this pain point. We need to go deeper than surface level. So how do we do that? Market research. This is the process of gathering, analyzing, and interpreting information about a target audience to gain insights and understanding of customer preferences, behaviors, and needs. This is gathering data. So we do market research in a few different ways. Number one, sending a survey to your current audience. I typically like to use giveaways to incentivize. So what I like to do is I like to say, win a $50 gift card by, you know, entering the giveaway. And how you enter is by just filling out this 10 question survey. I don't want any short answers. I need long answers. Any short answers will not be entered. So that is how I incentivize people to fill out my surveys and fill them out well enough to actually share what they're struggling with and their goals and such. Survey questions can be, what are your goals? What are you struggling with? There's a lot of different survey questions. I will put them below. But in the Blog Launch Lab, I think that I already have this for you in the market research lesson. So go to the Blog Launch Lab course to do your market research, because I have everything laid out for you there. So Instagram polls. Use the poll feature to ask things like, what are you struggling with most? What are your biggest goal for this? But this is actually the worst way to use Instagram polls. how I like to use Instagram polls is not for so much as like market research to like they're struggling with or whatever. I like to use this as something where like, what do you want to see in the next week on my blog, or what do you need most? And then they can vote on different options. Like if I have like four different options for blog posts, what do you want most? And this can help them like get involved in like the process of like me creating things and like what do they want like most. And then market research calls. This is the absolute best way to do market research is hop on a call with somebody and interview them. So hop on a call with your perfect target audience. So if you know somebody is like your perfect target audience, you know that your offer or your blog or whatever is the best fit for them, and you know you can help them, then you want to get on the call and you want to ask them questions. And then write down exactly what they say. I mean, word for word. What words are they using to describe what they are struggling with? What words are they using to describe what their main goal is? You want to use that lingo. You want to use those like special words that they use to describe those special sentences. So, I mean, I can't really give a good example. I should have put an example here, but you'll know what I'm talking about. Use exactly word for word. And then you can see actually how many people are struggling with the same things. So using the answers that we get, we want to use their exact words in our copy and within our content, because this is going to make them think, oh my gosh, she's in my head. Because if a couple people are struggling with this thing, when you get on a market research call, if a couple people are struggling with this thing, it's probably that more people are going to be struggling with the same thing and thinking the same thoughts within their head. So that's why we want to use this on our website, copywriting, everywhere that we write words on our website, everywhere in our blog posts, we want to speak on these things, everywhere in our Instagram posts or wherever that we're speaking, email lists especially, wherever that we are speaking for our wherever we're speaking to our audience. Okay, so we have our data, and now we need to create attraction-based content. So how do we do this? We need to speak directly to both their pain point and their goal. So based on our market research data, we want to write down all of the common struggles that your audience has. We want to write down the common goals and the common struggles that they have. And then we want to plug it into ChatGPT and ask it to give you blog post titles based on the data that we found. Because this is going to create content that literally speaks directly to that pain point that they're having. And then we can ask to create 3 pin image titles for that blog post too. So it'll give you a blog post title, and then it'll give you 3 more titles that we can use for our Pinterest images. Make sure these titles speak mostly on a pain point. Pain points get them to stop their scroll. So if I'm looking and I say, if I look at like a content like on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever, and it says, you know, affiliate marketing sucks, here's what else you can do or something. Affiliate marketing does suck. I'm not making money with it. I totally agree with that. So it's going to stop my scroll and be like, okay, what can I do about this? You know what I mean? That's just like a general stupid example, but you get the point. We need to stop their scroll in order to attract them. Your blog post needs to speak on both a pain point and goal, especially in the introduction of the post. If they don't know the purpose of the blog post, which you say what the purpose is within your title and within your introduction, then they aren't staying. So if they don't know the purpose, they ain't staying. So you need to create a captivating introduction so that they keep reading and so they stay longer. Okay, 3, importance of a magnetic brand. So awesome, we have people coming to our blog, but we need them to actually stay and convert into email subscribers and customers. So how do we do this? So a magnetic brand is essential for attracting and retaining readers, making them stay long enough to take the actions we want them to. You need to have a deeper meaning behind this blog. You need to stand for something so that others can stand with you. If we stand for nothing, how do you expect other people to stand with us? If there's no meaning behind this blog, why would somebody really follow you? Just to get recommendations for your products? Like, no, nobody cares. You can find that anywhere. You know, like, they can look on YouTube and find, like, get recommendations there. Like, there's just so many places. But why you? Why are you different? It's your message. It's your deeper meaning behind this blog. It's because you stand for something that they also stand for. It's because you believe in something that they also believe in. So a consistent, compelling brand identity will help readers remember and return to your blog, which is what we want them to do. When we have a magnetic brand and when we stand for something and we have a deeper meaning and the same beliefs that they do, they're going to remember you. And they're also going to remember how beautiful your website is. They're also going to remember how beautiful your branding is. And they're going to love the words that you use because it speaks directly to your target audience. So we need to put together a few different things. These are the key things that I want you to implement. Number one, brand messaging. To communicate a brand's identity, values, and offerings to its target audience in a clear, consistent, and compelling manner. In other words, you need to explain your blog's value and how you help in a captivating way. To do this, I would love for you to go to the Blog Launch Lab course. And I want you to go to the copywriting module, I think. The copywriting lessons. And go through all of those because it's going to help you even deeper to communicate your blog's value and how you help. So, number two, your unique value proposition. How can you differentiate yourself from other bloggers in your niche? And this is not only with your design, okay? I'm not talking about how you can make your design look different. I'm talking about your words, your messaging, your core values, your beliefs. How can you make yourself different? What do you believe that other people in your niche don't believe? Okay, so for example, how I stand out is that I say, you don't need a niche. You don't need a niche to make money. Your offers need to be niched, but you don't need a niche to make money and as a blogger. Okay? You can speak on whatever you want to speak on because when you hold yourself back from being your true, authentic self, you're going to just quit on your blog. You should be able to have this platform to have fun and really speak on what you want to speak about, whatever that is. You shouldn't be confined and fit yourself into such a tiny little niched box and stop yourself from talking about topics that you want to. So you don't need a niche. Your offer needs to be niche. Your offer needs to solve one problem for one person. And your offer is going to be one solution to that one problem that one person has. So it's a 1-1-1. One solution, one problem that one person has. So your offer needs to be niche. You don't need to be niche. That's what I believe in. Number two, I believe that affiliate marketing sucks. And other bloggers out there will tell you that affiliate marketing is the way to make money. But I've seen several case studies of people coming to me and saying, I'm 2 years in and I still haven't made money. And that's where I was. So I know. I'm 2 years in. I haven't made any money on my blog and in my business. And I'm sick of this. And I just want this to be successful. And I say, don't focus on affiliate marketing. Focus on actually creating a product that you can sell. Are you doing this as a side hustle? Or are you doing this as an actual business? It's two different things. If you want to do it as a business, you're going to make money by selling products and services. Or if you want to do this as a side hustle and just because you like to do it, try to do it with affiliate marketing. I know so many bloggers out there who are just like, I just have a message to share and I don't really care about monetizing. So if that's you, I mean, it just depends on the vision that you have for this thing. But if you want to make money, you have to create a product or service and view this as a business. There's just so many things that you just don't know. So many things that you think that you know that you don't. And so many things that you don't know that you don't even know that you don't know. If that makes sense. You don't know what you don't know. So, okay, moving on. Core values. Your blog needs to stand for something. It needs to have a deeper meaning behind it. Example, at Boss Lady Bloggers, we believe in authenticity and content creation, fostering genuine connections with audiences, and building a strong personal brand based on trust and transparency. We also believe that WordPress sucks. See these like core values and beliefs? You need to have these, and they need to be your own, and they need to be different from what other people in your niche are talking about. You need to stand out. The way you stand out is to be different, and by doing and implementing everything that I'm telling you. So brand voice and visuals. Your brand voice and is the tone in which you speak to your audience in. You want to speak in the same way that you would to a friend over a coffee. And you want a really amazing visuals, colors, images, fonts, and amazing website design overall. Because when you have an amazing design, people are more likely to click around. Trust me. If you have like a 1900s, early 2000s. Yeah, that's what somebody said to me earlier. She was like, I just really don't want an early 2000s looking blog. I'm like, yeah, I totally get you. So, you know, people don't want to click around an early 2000s blog that you DIY'd on WordPress. They want a standout website that was built in 2023 that looks absolutely amazing. This is what is standing out right now. Look at everybody's website on Instagram. Go and look. What are people's websites looking like these days? They look awesome. They look really good. They have consistent branding. They have a show it website design. They don't have a boring WordPress theme that you got from like Blue Chick or something. They have a standout design, branding, colors, images, fonts, amazing website design overall. That takes somebody on a journey and that has amazing copywriting. So look at this. The bloggers that you see on Pinterest, they have been blogging for so long that they don't need, they blogged in 2020, okay? They don't need to, you know, switch all of their blog posts over. They don't need to switch all of their, you know, or like, they don't need to build a new website from themselves when they already have built this thing. They already have it built, which is why they don't need those things. They built it way back then. They don't need those things now. They already have their platform built. They already have their audience built. They just don't need it. That's why people say, content is king. You don't need freaking blah, blah, blah. You don't need an amazing website design. Bull crap. Yeah, you do. In 2023, if you're starting right now, you do need to have a really good website design. It's popular now. It's the thing, okay? It's what people are looking for. Okay, let's say somebody goes on Pinterest, right? And they're looking for content that's in your niche, the content that you have written on before. They go to this website and they find this really helpful article and their website looks absolutely beautiful. So they sign up to their freebie and they get what they need. But then, you know, they search for more because they're not going to just stop with one. They search for more content. They click on yours and it's an old, outdated 2023 WordPress website design that you DIY'd or got a Blue Chick theme template. Okay, they're just going to click off. They're like, okay, this doesn't even stand against that other amazing blog, you know what I mean? So they're just gonna click off and then boom, you lose a lead. Do you know how important one person on your website is? That one person that lands on your website every day is so crucially important to get on your email list because they could potentially be a really good loyal blog reader and a loyal customer. And you don't even know it. Like, it's super powerful, just one person coming to your blog. You have to think of every person coming as like super special because they are. They're looking for us, you know, and they are looking for the exact things that we're talking about, and we know that we can help them. And how bad does it suck to have somebody come to your website knowing that you can help them so well, and then they just click off because your website design is not built for conversions? It sucks. So don't do that. Listen to me when I say this, okay? Let's move on. So getting readers to actually stay. So we attracted them. We are ensuring that we're magnetic, but we need to get them to stay longer so that they take action that you want, become email subscribers, or purchase from us. So attracting readers is the first step, and now let's make them stay. We want to offer a delightful user experience on your blog with easy navigation, appealing design, and mobile responsiveness. Create an engaging about page and clear call to actions to keep your readers exploring your content. Let's take a look at other ways that we can make them stay and convert. So how do we captivate our audience so that they stay and convert? Speak directly to their main pain points and goals everywhere. Blog posts, social media posts, website copywriting, okay? Everywhere. In our freebies, even. Write really good, non-fluffy content. No one wants to read content that they don't actually want or need. We want to solve problems. We need to know them in order to do this. We need to know them in order to, you know, like, we need to know what they need, what they're struggling with. But like I said, not surface level, deeper level struggles. Sometimes we think we know what they want and need, but you cannot just assume that that's what they want and need. You always have to do your market research. Have the essential pages on your website, home, about, blog, content, and or contact page, and freebies page. These are a must. If you don't have a homepage, a lot of bloggers, you know, they have this static blog post page as their homepage, and that's just not what's going to magnetize them to you. People want to go to your homepage to check you out, to see what you're about. And if you don't have a homepage, they're like, okay, bye. So have a homepage and have freebies on your homepage and have freebies on every page of your website, but also have a dedicated freebies page. There also needs to be a lot of content on each page so that your website is optimized for SEO. Copywriting with keywords on your website is going to get people to come to your blog. This is exactly how I get so many bloggers to come to my website that are searching for blog coaching, because I have blog coaching word and keywords everywhere on my website. So make sure that you have these essential pages and that you have keywords within all of your content, and you have, you know, content on your actual pages. So I know some people think that it's okay to just have like a little story on their about page, but you want more than that. You want so much more than that. And we dive deeper into all of that in the copywriting section of the blog launch tab. We also need to have links everywhere. Our blog needs to take visitors on a journey. Link to different pages on your website within your blog post. Link to other blog posts. Links are the best at the top of the blog post since people get bored. They really do. When you go to a blog, what do? Do you read the whole post? Probably not. Do you skim the post? 100%, right? You don't read the whole post. We just don't got time for that. We're bored. So make sure that you're making your blog posts for skimmability, but we need to have links everywhere, especially in the top of our blog posts, because we don't want them to start getting bored and have nowhere else to go. They're like, okay, another helpful page, boom, clicking here. Or if they want to go to your homepage, they're like, wow, this homepage is amazing. Freebie, oh, sign up to the freebie. Or they go to your about page, wow, her story is amazing, I really like her. Freebie, oh, sign up to the freebie. Or they skim through your blog post and they see a freebie, they sign up to it. But the freebie needs to actually be something that they really want and need. And solves their pain points. A crucial one. Like, the biggest one. And speaks on their goals. So, for me, a freebie, start a blog. Everybody struggles with starting a blog. They want to know. They want a course that helps them start a blog. So, I give them a free start a blog course. Because that's what they're struggling with. Or I could do, you know, like a webinar that I'm going to be doing very soon. I'm going to be talking about blog traffic and the mistakes that they're making with blog traffic. So you have to speak on those like big struggles. And they want to see a human behind the blog. If you take a look at my website, there are literally photos of me everywhere. People like to know who is behind the blog. And they like to know, they like that person to be very vulnerable and share their story, but not just the about page. They want to see their story on every page. So stop hiding you. Share personal stories, experiences, and emotions to create relatable content. Encourage audience engagement by asking for feedback and responding to comments also in your blog post at the end. Number 5, listening and adapting. So we have to listen constantly and implement what they are saying to us and what they need. This is how I created so many good launches, by doing that market research, by taking those surveys, taking their exact words and writing sales emails on them and writing copy, writing on my website with their exact words that they use. And especially on my sales pages, I use their copy everywhere that they said within those surveys. And so many people sign up because they're like, wow, oh my God, she's in my head. I have to sign up to this. So constantly listen and adapt and implement what they're saying and what they need from you. Remember, in order to be magnetic, we need to be a great listener and we need to give them what they ask for. It needs to be a happy medium. You have to give them what they need, but you also have to give them what they want. And to attract them and to be magnetic, we have to first give them what they want. Then in our educational content or whatever, we can give them what they actually need. Or within our courses and programs, we can give them what they need, but you have to speak more on what they want, what they're struggling with right now, and how you can actually help overcome their problems. So listen to your audience's feedback and adapt your content strategy accordingly. Stay open to evolving as your blog grows and as your audience's needs change. Build a successful blog is an ongoing process of learning and improvement. So this is your action step. Rethink your website design. Rethink your branding, your message, your visuals, your voice, your vision, your values. And think about how you can build this personal connection and emotional connection with your readers. What can you stand for? What is the deeper meaning behind this blog? Because people are going to connect with you when they can stand for that with you, when they believe in those things with you. And then create a freebie to offer them on every page and every blog post so that you can grow. Think about how we can attract them, how we make them stay, and how we convert them into email subscribers and customers. So final thoughts here. Building a successful blog revolves around establishing a strong connection with your audience. Branding, including design, messaging, and values, plays a pivotal role in creating this connection. Stay true to your blog's identity. Listen to your audience and adapt your approach as needed. So I appreciate you watching this masterclass. Next month's masterclass for the membership, we will dive into mastering magnetic content creation. We talk all about developing a content strategy, creating a valuable and shareable content, and optimizing blog posts for SEO and maximum visibility. We're talking all about magnetic content. I'm so excited. As always, you can visit my website, www.bossladybloggers.com. You can email me at hello@bossladybloggers.com. You can follow my social media at bossladybloggers. I don't know why I put .com there, but it's at boss.ladybloggers. And you can dive deeper into the membership. So I'm so happy that you are a member here. I can't wait for next month's masterclass. go dive into all of the courses. If you have any questions, just populate them into the community chat if you're a member. And yeah, I will see you on our, we have a office hour call, and then we have a block coaching call, and then we have another office hours for this month. So I'm so excited to support you inside of this membership. Have a lovely, lovely day. Bye.